Best card sleeves for TCGs, MTG Pokemon Yu-Gi-Oh! Complete Buying Guide, Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Standard size sleeves 63x88mm fit MTG and Pokemon. Yu-Gi-Oh! Needs smaller sleeves, 59x86mm, to avoid gaps that trap dust. Sleeves are the unsung heroes of any TCG collection. They're the difference between a card that survives 3 years and one that doesn't. But here's where it gets messy. There's no universal best, because what matters most depends on whether you're sweating tournament play, double-sleeving your vintage Charizard, or just keeping your deck alive through casual Fridays. The sleeve market's fragmented between budget picks that feel cheap, mid-tier workhorses with inconsistent QC, and premium options that'll make you recalculate your life choices when you're buying a second case. We've tested the heavy hitters, Dragon Shields tanks, Katana's Japanese precision, Ultra Pro's budget appeal, and mapped out exactly what you're paying for: thickness 40 to 120 microns, shuffle feel, durability, and whether the back stays opaque or gets cloudy after 2 weeks. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Standard size versus Japanese size. Get this wrong and your sleeves are useless. This is the first trap new collectors hit: Pokemon cards and Magic. The Gathering cards are both 63x88mm standard size. Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards are 59x86mm Japanese size, smaller by about 4-5mm width and 3mm height. If you put a standard size sleeve on a Yu-Gi-Oh! Card, you get gaps along the edges where dust, moisture, and dirt sneak in. It looks fine until your cards start warping. Check your game first. MTG players almost never buy the wrong size. Pokemon players mix them up surprisingly often because Pokemon cards are sold globally and there's no clear labeling. Yu-Gi-Oh! Players know better. The size restriction has been enforced by tournament rules for 2 decades. Inner sleeves, also called perfect fit, add an extra layer of protection and come in both sizes. They're 66x91mm for standard and 62x89mm for Japanese. Most competitive players use inner sleeves first, then outer sleeves to maximize protection. Micron thickness: more doesn't always mean better. Sleeve thickness is measured in microns and it's the biggest price driver. Budget sleeves run 30 to 40 microns and feel like paper. Mid-tier sits around 50 to 60 microns, durable enough for casual play but not tournament grade. Premium jumps to 100 plus microns and Dragon Shield pushes all the way to 120 microns, the thickest on the market. Here's the catch: thicker sleeves are stiffer, harder to shuffle, and they take up more room in deck boxes. A double-sleeved deck with Dragon Shield 120 micron sleeves and perfect fit inners won't fit in standard deck boxes. You're buying premium boxes too, for casual players. 50 to 60 micron sleeves are fine. Tournament players often opt for 80 to 100 micron sleeves as a compromise between protection and playability. Collect only players with high-value cards, go thick. KMC Hyper Matte sleeves hit 120 microns and offer a softer feel than Dragon Shield's rigid protection. Titan Shield pushes to 140 microns if you want the absolute thickest option, though you'll sacrifice shuffle feel. Why matte beats gloss? Even though gloss looks better, gloss sleeves reflect light and look crisp in hand. They're also slightly slicker to shuffle and cost a few cents less to produce. Matte sleeves have a textured back that kills reflections and improves grip. You shuffle faster, the cards feel less slippery, and your hands don't get as tired during long games. For tournament play, matte is basically mandatory because gloss can catch the light and reveal card positions, a real competitive advantage. Ultra Pro Eclipse Matte is the value option here. The Chroma Fusion back is fully opaque and the matte finish actually improves the visual clarity of your cards. Dragon Shield matte sleeves are thicker and stiffer, so they feel less grippy at first, but they wear in beautifully. Katana sleeves are precision made and designed in Japan. They split the difference, offering matte with a buttery shuffle feel that feels expensive because it is. If you play casually and don't care about glare, gloss sleeves are fine. If you shuffle more than once a week, matte will make your game better. Dragon Shield versus Katana versus Ultra Pro. The real difference is Arcane Tinman, the Dutch manufacturer, makes sleeves that survive thousands of shuffles with zero creasing or wear. They're stiff at first, but shuffle feel improves with time. The matte finish is durable and doesn't cloud. Downside: expensive, rigid feel out of the box, and they're so thick that double sleeving is genuinely annoying. Best for vintage cards, tournament decks you're keeping for years, sealed deck boxes that aren't going anywhere. The opaque back never gets cloudy, the shuffle feel is buttery and responsive from day one, and the quality control is Japanese strict. They cost nearly as much as Dragon Shield but feel lighter and more playable. The trade-off is durability: you'll get 10,000 plus shuffles before wear shows, but Dragon Shield gets 15,000 plus. Best for tournament players who want supreme playability, competitive decks you handle constantly, collectors who value consistency over tank level protection. ChromaFusion technology keeps the back fully opaque and matte, the sleeves are made in California and you get legitimate quality for the price. The shuffle feel is decent, not buttery like Katana, but significantly better than most competitors at the same price bracket. Downside? Slightly less durable than Dragon Shield or Katana, and quality can vary between production runs. Mixing 80 count and 100 count packs causes visible color drift. Best for casual decks, budget double sleeving, players who buy sleeves frequently and want decent protection without excessive markup. Budget sleeves that actually work: Sleeve Kings, BCW, Gamegenic. They're designed as FFG Fantasy Flight Games, discontinued sleeve replacements, and the clarity is actually exceptional for the price. 60 microns thick, so they feel thin but they don't tear easily and they look fine in a deck box. The matte finish is functional, not premium, and 100 microns of thickness is solid for cards you're not terrified of losing. The real takeaway: budget sleeves work fine for casual play and they're perfect for trying out new decks before committing to premium sleeves. Double sleeving: when one layer isn't enough, it's expensive, tedious, and essential for valuable cards. The inner sleeve has almost no resealable area, your card sits in a tight pouch that prevents dust and moisture from entering. The outer sleeve protects the inner sleeve from wear and the entire assembly from physical damage. Tournament rules allow double sleeving in most games. Competitive players do it for high-value decks. Casual players almost never do. For sealed collectible cards, double sleeving is insurance against environmental damage. That's not hyperbole, it's been tested. If you're buying Dragon Shield 120 micron sleeves to double sleeve, buy premium deck boxes too. A double sleeve deck is thicker, heavier, and won't fit standard deck boxes. Alternatively, use Ultra Pro Eclipse matte outer sleeves with perfect fit inners. The slimmer profile keeps everything portable. Tournament versus casual: what do pro players actually use? Tournament Magic players split between Dragon Shield matte for stiff, tank-like protection and Katana for responsive, precise shuffle feel. Competitive Pokémon players lean Katana because the game prioritizes quick, consistent shuffling and accuracy. Pokémon tournament rules are tighter on shuffle requirements than MTG. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is split. Traditional players use Katana or Dragon Shield in Japanese size, but there's a growing preference for premium Japanese sleeves from brands like Cardfight or Sleeve King's Japanese-made options. Casual play doesn't have a meta. Whatever feels good to you is right. But here's what pro players know: cheap sleeves cost money in a different way. A sleeve that bursts mid-tournament is worse than no sleeve because your card gets damaged and you lose the game. If you're a casual player who builds new decks constantly, ultra-premium sleeves are a waste. Budget to mid-tier makes way more sense. Sleeve wear, clouding, and when to replace all sleeves eventually fail. The most common failure mode is the seal at the bottom starting to split. That's normal wear and means it's time to resleeve. Cloudiness is another telltale. Matte sleeves start to show white film from repeated shuffling, and gloss sleeves can get a hazy, cloudy appearance. Premium sleeves like Dragon Shield and Katana resist both for thousands of shuffles. Budget sleeves show wear after 500 to 1000 shuffles. Matte finishes resist clouding better than gloss, but all sleeves eventually cloud if you shuffle enough. If your cards are casual play, a cloudy sleeve is mostly cosmetic. If you're keeping sealed collectibles, cloudiness means UV or dust infiltration upgrade your storage. Quality sleeves from Dragon Shield or Katana will outlast cheaper options by a factor of 5 to 10, which justifies the premium if you're playing the same deck for months. For decks you rotate seasonally, budget sleeves are fine, replace them when they wear out. For vintage or high-value cards, buy once, buy premium, and you won't resleeve for years. Final verdict: buy Dragon Shield matte if you're keeping these cards forever or playing in tournaments weekly. Buy Katana if you want the best shuffle feel and you're not worried about absolute maximum durability. Buy Ultra Pro Eclipse if you sleeve new decks constantly and you want decent protection without excessive markup. Buy budget sleeves if you're playing casually and you're honest about replacing them every few months. The biggest mistake is overthinking it. Any sleeve beats no sleeve. The second biggest mistake is buying ultra-premium sleeves for a casual deck you'll abandon in 2 weeks. Match your sleeve tier to how seriously you play and you'll be fine. Frequently asked questions: what size sleeves do I need for my cards? Magic: The Gathering and Pokémon both use standard size sleeves, 63x88mm. Yu-Gi-Oh! Uses Japanese size sleeves, 59x86mm, using the wrong size leaves gaps where dust enters and damages your cards. If you mix games in one collection, buy both sizes. Is double sleeving really necessary? For casual play, no. For tournament decks, no. For sealed collectibles, double sleeving is insurance. Why do Dragon Shield sleeves feel so stiff? Dragon Shield sleeves are 120 microns thick, the thickest on the market. This makes them rigid out of the box and harder to shuffle initially. The stiffness decreases with time as you bend and flex the sleeves, and the shuffle feel improves significantly after a few hundred shuffles. Are matte sleeves really better than gloss? For tournament play, yes, matte improves grip, reduces reflection glare, and prevents card position reveals. For casual play, it's preference. Gloss sleeves look crisper and shuffle slightly easier initially, but matte sleeves resist clouding better and improve shuffle comfort over time. Can I use Pokemon sleeves for MTG cards? Yes. Both use standard size sleeves 63x88mm, so they're compatible. You cannot use MTG sleeves for Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Yu-Gi-Oh uses smaller Japanese size sleeves, and MTG sleeves will be too big and leave dangerous gaps. How long do sleeves actually last? Premium sleeves, Dragon Shield. Katana last 10,000 to 15,000 shuffles before visible wear. Mid-tier sleeves, Ultra Pro Eclipse, KMC, last 5,000 to 8,000 shuffles. Budget sleeves, Game Genic. Sleeve Kings, last 1,500 to 3,000 shuffles. Your actual mileage depends on how aggressively you shuffle and whether you're using inner sleeves. What does micron thickness actually mean? Microns measure the thickness of the polypropylene material. Budget sleeves are 30 to 40 microns, thin, fragile. Mid-tier is 50 to 60 microns, durable, playable. Premium is 100 plus microns, thick, protective, stiffer. Dragon Shield's 120 microns is the thickest. Titan Shield's 140 microns is thicker still, but thickness trades off against shuffle feel and deck box fit.